Fresh is cool, Francois, Sephard, Flush, and O'Duke. And you don't stop, sure shot. Go out to the parking lot and get in your car and drive real far and drive all night. And then you see a light and comes right down and lands on the ground. And out comes a man from Mars. And you try to run, but he's got a gun. And he shoots you dead and he eats your head. And then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night eating cars. You eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru. And you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all. Rapture, be pure, take a tour through the sword. Don't strain your brain, paint a train, you'll be singing in the rain. Said don't stop, do punk rock.
You are watching Cable 10, Aurora, Illinois Community Access Channel.
It's time to party. I'm your excellent host, Wayne Campbell. With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Okay. All right. All right. A lot has happened in the last little while, okay? The Toronto Blue Jays won the World Series.
Excellent. Yes.
Yes. And there was something else that happened, Garth.
Oh, yeah. I got pubes.
All right. It's amazing. It's like Pube Fest 92 down there, you know?
Just happened.
It's great. He's sporting a fine tuft done under.
My unit is beginning to look like Gene Shalit's head.
It's great. I'm pleased for the kid.
Okay. The big news, of course, is that Bill Clinton became president of the United States of America.
Yeah. Well. All right. We're there. All right. Well, actually, technically, Garth, he's president-elect.
What's the deal with this president-elect stuff? I don't get it. It sucks.
I know. It sucks donkey.
It sucks rhino.
It sucks woolly mammoth.
It sucks blue whale.
It sucks Wookie.
Wookie?
Yeah, Chewbacca.
But blue whale's bigger than Chewbacca.
Oh, I thought we were going for obscurity, not size. Sorry, okay. All right. Sorry. Okay. All right. With the president-elect in mind, we'd like to give you, right, the top 10 things we love about Bill Clinton. The Wayne's World Top 10 Things We Love About Bill Clinton. All right. Okay. Okay. Number 10. All right. Universal health care. I don't know. It just seems to make sense in these days.
Right.
That's all. Excellent.
Number 9, investment in infrastructure.
Yeah. Smart. Good call. This harkens back to the Works Progress Administration, make work policy of the Roosevelt era. Okay.
Number 8, his huge head.
Hello? Check out the size of that guy's noggin. It's Gigunda.
It's Patrick Swayze action.
It's huge.
All right. You know, sometimes I think his head is so big because it's full of dreams. All right.
Okay,
number 7. His short running shorts. Aren't they a little short?
Hello? Thank you. We don't want to see so much of the president. Thank you very much. I mean, those shorts are like, you know, banana hammocks, you know?
Were they designed by Heinrich Nutslinger? Whoops!
Okay.
Glasses flew off.
Whoa! All right. Number 6 is, don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
We love that song.
Not. Hello? Fleetwood Mac? Hello, it's the 90s. Here's a quarter. Buy a clue. What is that?
It's such an older brother album.
Yeah. I mean, everybody I knew had Rumors. I think if you lived in the suburbs, you were issued it. Yeah. It was put through the front door like sample packages of Tide.
Okay, number 5. Claudia Schiffer. Okay, it has nothing to do with Bill Clinton, but we just thought she was majorly spankable.
Yeah. Ow! All right, number 4, Hope, Arkansas.
Isn't it amazing that our president comes from a town called Hope, Arkansas, and here he is, bringing our country so much hope.
Good call. Imagine if Clinton came from Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Imagine what he would give our country.
All right, number 3, the Gore daughters.
Sweet! Yeah! Oh. Good work, Mr. Gore.
Great show. Finally, there's some talent in the White House.
Amazing. It's like an episode of Petticoat Junction now.
Petticoat Junction. Okay, the number 1 thing we love about Bill Clinton is...
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
at this very moment, knowing the journey that he has been on.
If you smell what the rock is cooking. Miami, Florida, weighing 275 pounds, the World Wrestling Federation Champion, The Rock!
Oh, this is a very partisan Texas crowd. Austin is revered. He is a folk hero. Austin has reached legendary status in his home state of Texas.
No doubt it. Good reason. Because Stone Cold Steve Austin is a man of integrity. Stone Cold Steve Austin has backed up everything he has ever said in his career. But tonight, Stone Cold Steve Austin must take the championship from The Rock.
Thus far in the career, as Austin not taking his eyes off of The Rock, thus far, any rivalry between these two extremely popular superstars, Stone Cold has the advantage.
There's no doubt that in Houston, Texas, Stone Cold Steve, here we go, it's on!
They didn't waste any time, and nor did we think they would.
What the hell is this? What the hell is this?
It's a new champion!
Said that already. Hitman Bret Hart now.
Bret, take him now.
One words of encouragement from William Shatner and Bret Hart lands. This'll do it. It's got him. No, he didn't. He did not put him away.
I tell you, McMahon, if the Hitman does not come out of this match with a W, this is going to seriously affect him for the Royal Rumble match.
Bret Hart now, ladies and gentlemen, will he get the sharpshooter on Triple J?
He's got to have this match. He's got
Here
to have
go. No, right in the face, and Double J coming out of the attempt of the sharpshooter.
You got to do what you got to do, because once you're in the sharpshooter, you're not getting out.
And Double J now, a hard right hand. Bret Hart on Double J, a headbutt. This is a far more aggressive Bret Hart than we have ever seen, like Bret Hart tying Double J in the ropes. And Aroni trying to get him out. Bret Hart, no. A miscalculation by the Hitman. That's going to cost him the match. And Aroni once again has figured into this matchup.
That's why he's got him there. Double J just needs a little help from his friends, and tonight he got it.
A look of concern. Just a horrible concern in the face of William Shatner. And here we go, the figure four leg lock. Double J is going to apply the leg lock to the Hitman, and it's going to be over.
Just like the sharpshooter, once it's on, it's over.
The pressure applied, will the Hitman surrender? Will he give up? He did not surrender indeed in Survivor Series. It was his own brother, Owen, who hurt his mom and then threw the towel in, and Bret Hart makes it to the rope.
Oh, come on, with the help of Shatner, what's he doing out there? He's got no business being involved.
And back up on his feet now, Double J. You can see the effect of the hold on the Hitman, Bret Hart.
The match should be over right now. Disqualification. Disqualify Bret Hart for the interference from Bill Shatner.
Well, if we're going to do that, then we should have disqualified Double J earlier. Look at this. Double J taking it to the Hitman. Reversal now coming up. Double J between the legs, a hook. A roll up. That'll do it. No, not quite. What? That'll do it. Yes, it did it.
A handful of tights. Come on. You got to be kidding me. Double J was robbed.
Oh, my goodness. Aroni can't believe what he saw.
Right now, he's seeing Bret Hart sitting there.
Wait a minute. Aroni's getting around to the Hitman. William Shatner lunged with a tremendous forearm and just knocked Aroni off his feet. Oh, wait a minute. Aroni, what's he doing? He's going up. Aroni's going up. Look out. William Shatner. Caught. Dodging the lunge of the Aroni. The Hitman, Bret Hart, and William Shatner, ladies and gentlemen, here on Monday Night Raw. Wait a minute. What's this? William Shatner is taking it to the roadie.
I can't believe this. William Shatner is actually everything he says he is.
The Hitman, Bret Hart. And in his corner, he's not done with him yet. What's he doing? Over the top rope to the outside. And I guess maybe the roadie has become roadkill. Just like William Shatner said.
Well, the Hitman may have scored a victory tonight, but this Sunday night, he's not going to have William Shatner in his corner to help him with Big Daddy Cool.
What a matchup! The Hitman and Diesel at their very best at the Rumble.
What's up, Frank?
Thank you.
Enough to wake the dead. Oh, she turning on the radio. alone?
No, not always.
Oh. Is it just recently, or?
Yeah.
Now give yourself a couple of days. It'll pass.
Well, they said it was going to take 6 weeks.
Well, it can be painful, but that's what they invented Xanax for, right?
Watch your step.
Thank you. I'm not sure we should do this yet.
Do what?
Well, I mean, I like you and I want to spend the night with you.
Do you mean sleep over?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But I get to be on top.
Like a dream come true. Can I ask you something? Is this heaven?
It's Iowa.
Iowa?
Is there a heaven?
Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true. Good night, John.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.